Welcome to the Laney Road Baptist Church Podcast. We're located at 5998 Laney Road in Jacksonville, Florida, 32218. Our office number is 904-924-8240. For more information, you can check out our website at laneyroadbaptistchurch.org. And now, stand by for the message.
Greatest. Who is the greatest? It was Jesus was in. We're going to chapter 18, by the way, in the book of Matthew. But in chapter 17, there was something that happened with Jesus whenever he come back home to Capernaum, and which was kind of his base. That's where he always come back home to. And when he came back in, somebody asked one of his disciples, I think it was Peter, said, does not your master pay tribute? And what he was talking about was the temple tax, because the idea that, that everybody had to contribute a little bit, it was levied to the people to make sure that they could take care of the temple, the house of God, and the priest. And there was kind of a tax levied on them. And Peter said, oh, yeah, he's good with that. He always does that. And so that's what starts us off into chapter number 18, because if you remember, this is the time when Jesus told Peter, go draw up a fish, and then take a fish is going to come up to you and draw him up out of the water, and take the coin that is in his mouth and pay tribute for me and for you. And so that's what happened in chapter number 17. Now Jesus was free. The people, even though he was based in Capernaum and they heard his ministry and they I think they kind of halfway supported him, they still had not yet given over to full-fledged belief in him. Do you know that you can know about Jesus and not know him? Did you know that? Did you know that you can know about him and not be a real supporter of who he is? That's what Capernaum was doing, because Jesus said something in chapter 17. He said to Peter, he said, well, who do they charge tribute to? Do kings of this earth charge tribute to strangers, or to their family, to their kids, or to strangers? In other words, to the family, is the family required to pay taxes, or is it just to the commoners? And Peter, of course, told him, said, well, the commoners, the family of the king don't have to pay money. The king would not tax his own people. And Jesus said, you're exactly right. So the children are free. And what he was trying to get across is, the only reason they're hitting me up for this is because they don't really believe I am who I said I am. They don't really believe. You listen to me carefully, because this is what I'm going to be challenging you with today. It's whether or not you truly believe that he is who he says he is. You got to listen to this. You got to be so attentive to this to make sure you get this. Because I think that's what is causing many churches today to lead too many people astray, is because we can teach them about Jesus without bringing them into a relationship with Jesus. And there's a whole big difference. So we will talk to you about that. So chapter 18 goes on and starts like this in verse number 1, where it says here, at the same time. Now imagine this. Jesus had just come back to his hometown and he realizes that they're kind of rejecting him. And then at the very same time, he hears something out of his disciples. At the same time come the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? You know, they had been discussing this amongst themselves. There was some argument actually that was going on between a few of them about who should sit on his right hand and who should sit on his left hand when the kingdom was restored. You guys already know that. I know you know some of this. And they'd been talking about this, and there was some dissension among the ranks of the ones that were closest to Jesus. And it happened to him at the same time he just got rejected by his own hometown people. And now his very closest associates have got their minds so distracted off of what they're supposed to be doing. They're worried about who's going to have what power and authority in the kingdom. Y'all need to be hearing this. It happens in church all the time today. All the time today, people fussing over who's got what position and what authority, and who can make this call and who can make that call, and who is it that does this work, and I want to do that work, and they got my place and I can't do nothing, and blah 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 blah.
Amen.
My goodness. And Jesus was hit with this thing from the second barrel. He had just got a shot from his own hometown that they didn't believe he was who he said he was. And now his closest associates are missing the mark. They said, Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it going to be me? Is it going to be Peter? Is it going to be John? Who will it be? Judas. It's got to be Judas. Judas carries the bag. Everybody trusts Judas. We give him the money. We never question him about it. It must be him. Who will it be? I know Andrew. He was the first one you called. It's going to be him, right? Over and over, I bet you they were thinking about who's going to be the first. Who will be the greatest? Jesus said in verse number 2, Jesus called a little child unto him, and he set him in the midst of them. He wanted them to see. He wanted to do a visual demonstration. He brings a child that's old enough to obey his command to come, and yet a child that's young enough yet to not try to have to assert themselves. And he brings this little child, sets him in the midst of them. And he says unto, and he said in verse number 3, verily I say unto you, except you be converted. That word converted means you need to have a change of heart. You need to change the way you think. You need to change the way you're living. You need to change the way you're thinking about stuff. Are you still listening to me? You need to change. You need to change. You need to change the way you're thinking. You say, brother, buddy, I've been saved. That's not what he's talking about. So had they. You need to change the way you're thinking. You need to get your mind off the things of this world. They were thinking about authority and power and respect and responsibility and fame and fortune. They were thinking about who could be in the right hand and have their name exalted. And he said, you need to change, except you be converted and become as little children. Listen to what he says. You shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let me finish. I got to finish reading 3 more verses, then I can preach. Whosoever therefore shall, what's that word?
Humble
himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the word that we stumbled on just a moment ago in verse number 4, humble. About humbling ourselves down, about being willing to abase ourselves. Humility. Here's a word for you. Humility. It's the abasing of oneself. It's to think more highly of others than you do of yourself. Let me tell you again. It's abasing yourself. Abasing means bringing yourself back down to earth again. Coming off the pedestal. Stepping down to lower yourself back down to terracotta one more time. And listen, and then it says that we are to be able to esteem others more highly than ourselves. You've seen people like that. I know you've seen people like that. And if you've ever seen one, you have probably stood in awe of them. They are the kind that's always looking for a way to be of service to everybody else, no matter how much it puts them out. Amen. They are the kind that's always thinking, Lord, how can I serve? Amen. How can I minister to somebody else? God, I'm not even worthy to be one of your children. Just help me to be a servant. That's their attitude. Humility. And we've seen it in verse number 4 that Jesus says that you got to humble yourself and become as. Now this child is not a lesser individual because he doesn't have the passion to want to see his own name exalted or to see himself have a position. This child just simply doesn't have that one 5-letter word that kills us all, and that is pride. He doesn't have the sense of pride of saying, I need to be recognized above everybody else. That's what most people are in it for. Listen to me carefully, and please don't look down at the floor and don't hide yourself. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to me today. And if God speaks to you, do business with God at this altar. But listen to me. One of the major problems that you and I have today is pride.
Amen.
Pride. We're worried about what somebody else is going to think about us. We are, listen, that's the reason. That's the reason sometimes we were talking the other day. Somebody was saying that you kneel down at the altar, somebody kneel beside you, and it'll affect the way you pray. Because you're afraid they might hear what you're praying about, and you want to keep things.
Amen.
You've been there? You've been there. You know what that is? Pride. Pride. You tell it to God, but you don't want nobody else to hear it. I'm telling you the truth now. I know this might be sitting where you're at. And if this is landing in your lap, just deal with it. Listen to me. Jesus said that you come as a little child. When I was a little boy, my daddy spanked me for something. I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure I didn't do it. But I remember my daddy had spanked me for something, and I was sitting on the couch. I still remember this as long, because he asked me a question. I didn't know exactly what he meant by it, but he said, I had been weeping for a while. And he come to me and he said, do you feel sorry for yourself? I went, yeah, I did. I didn't know what he meant by that. He said, well, you sit there, do you quit feeling sorry for yourself? And I was thinking to myself, I don't know how long that's going to be.
Hello, Pastor Buddy here. Thank you for joining us today for our worship service. It is my prayer that you have heard from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through something that was sung or preached or said. If God has touched you, then I would urge you that you surrender to Him today without delay. If you've made a decision to trust Christ as your personal Savior, or maybe you have chosen to surrender to Him more fully in His Lordship, then I would urge you to let us know by giving us a call at 904-924-8240, or you can email me at Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, at lrbcjax.org. Until next time, may God be richly blessing you.